welcome to me. I'm Lorraine Bowen and this is Stereo Spectacular number 16. It's going out on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, live and podcasting all around the world. Subscribe on Mixcloud, Podomatic and iTunes for this episode and the rest of the series. This month's theme is We Love Housework. Actually, I hate housework. Oh, I wish my place looked half as nice as the one down the road at number 3. Ophelia clunges the lady and her place is spotless. Especially when I peer in through the curtains at dusk on my way to Zumba. I've invited her around again to give me some tips. But before she arrives, I'd better do some rudimentary cleaning.
Oh, God, I hate cleaning the toilet. I hate it. It's horrible. I think in Japan they have self-cleaning toilets. In Britain we don't have such modern things. There we are.
Moan, 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 moan. Unloading the dishwasher now. Oh, I'm lucky to have a dishwasher. Let's create some new cutlery rhythms to go along with the music. Spray the piano keys and create a new masterpiece with the J-cloth. And annoy the neighbours with a copious amount of hoovering. It just blots out all life as we know it. Toilet again. We love housework. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do. Oh, yes, we do.
Ooh, what's this? Wow, it's Ophelia Clunge.
Morning, Lorraine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm really pleased to see you.
It's lovely to be here. Now, I've only been to your lovely house. I'll just shut the door there. And it was... I have to tell you, in a much sorrier state than it is now, but I'm sure we've got a bit of cleaning left to do. So let's crack on, shall we?
Absolutely, but first of all, let's just have a quick coffee.
Absolutely. I love coffee, I love tea. Java Java and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup. Yeah. Whoa, Slimmy, a slug from that wonderful mug. And I cut a rug till I'm snug in a jug. A sliced up onion and a raw one.
Draw one. Ophelia.
Now, Lorraine, I hope you don't mind me popping by, but I've seen you a couple of times now when you've been having to kind of sluice out your water after scrubbing down your steps, and you look awfully hot and bothered with it all, and I just think, is housework such a terrible drudge for this woman? So I thought I'd pop in, give you some tips on my way to M&S, and hopefully, by the end of the day, you'll love housework as much as I do.
Well, I can't believe this is the perfect timing, because I'm just about to start on the bathroom.
Well, let's get going upstairs and get scrubbing.
Let's go.
This house is quite tall, so there's quite a few steps. Are you all right in those big heels?
Oh, absolutely fine, Lorraine. The thing is, as well, you might think it odd popping on a heel to do cleaning, but let me give you my first tip of the day. When I've got a cleaning day like today, nice and bright and breezy and get all your windows open, I pop on a nice frock, a nice petticoat, my best pair of tights and my best shoes, because very few people like cleaning. And if you can make it glamorous, it's going to feel all the quicker and you'll feel better about it. Just channel your inner 1950s housewife, quite frankly. And after I've got dressed up, sometimes I pop a little house coat on. And what I do next is give myself a little cocktail. It's never too early in the day. It's always cocktail hour somewhere in the world. I get my best martini glass out and give myself a little Domestos daiquiri. That's my favourite. Shall we get going with this bathroom then?
Yes, I've got some extra long marigolds downstairs.
Oh, fabulous.
And also a tabard collection. So I think what we should do is choose which one to wear, because I'm getting now really excited about the whole thing.
And here's Lorraine in a nifty neon pink number. Perfect leisure wear for lounging and a gentle flourish with a feather duster. Streamline with a seriously groovy pattern. It wouldn't look amiss on the dance floor. Now let's mix it up with a matching ice cream lady style tabard with stylish gingham details and a figure flattering flair featuring a handy frontal pocket for storing your supply of peppy pink J cloths. Now, there's certainly no messing with this Monet print housecoat. They say blue and green should never be seen, but this is the exception that makes the rule. 100% nylon, it's tough enough for the downright dirtiest of jobs, but the three-quarter length sleeves and rounded Peter Pan collar ensure you'll be top of the charts glamour-wise. Everything's coming up roses in this little beauty. A riot of eye-popping yellows and pinks. It's got cheeky side splits to ensure ease of movement as you get down to some serious mopping. And finally, don those shades, because here comes the sun. This deliciously juicy citrus yellow wipe clean overall has fancy taffeta trim round the pockets, a sassy sash tie, and nifty darts for the generous of bust. A good all-rounder, you can flick that dirty dishcloth with confidence, safe in the knowledge you'll stay fresh and fanciable. And wait for it, it's set off a treat by a fetching matching chapeau and goose-down feather-trimmed gloves.
Thank you, Emma Kilby, for your voiceovers there.
Hey, look, isn't it lovely acoustics here in the bathroom?
It's lovely. And look, nice view on the neighbours. I hope they don't get naked too often. That would be a bit off-putting. Anyway, here we are in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Lovely, bright, clean bathroom. couple of tips for you.
Right.
Because the bathroom is not only a place that you need to clean, it's a place where you need to be clean.
Ooh.
And you know how lots of people today are running around, everyone's trying to multitask, they've only got 10 minutes to jump in the shower and get on the train at Brighton just down the road. Well, I've got a time-saving tip for you. What I've got here is my latest invention. I've sent off for the patent, so don't go nicking it. It's shredded wheat on a lollipop stick. So what you've got is a nice exfoliator for the shower, and then just rinse it out, and you've got breakfast on the go.
Woo!
Now let's have a look at this, Lou. I think you need to pop up the seat so we can see what's underneath, Lorraine.
Yes, let's get the seat up. Oh, should I get the sparkly thing up as well, yes?
Oh, yes. Let's have a good old go at that.
Now, don't look at my brush too carefully, will you? There are a few bits on. I'm sorry.
These brushes, they're a breeding ground,
quite frankly. They are, oh dear. I'll go and get some bleach out the cupboard. Hang on. Oh, God, I've even run out of bleach. Look, I've got all-in-one lemon shine, Power Force.
Fine. The thing about bleach is, if you run out of bleach, what I tend to do is just pop down to the corner store and pick up some Happy Shopper gin, and it does the job just as well. It kills off as many germs as you like.
I've often found the urine after the gin to do the same thing. Even cheaper. Right, let's get sloshing then, and in stereo spectacular style, I hope you can enjoy the sound effects here, everyone, of my toilet being cleaned.
That's excellent, Rin. Just get right underneath that. Always just get good underneath the rim.
There's lots of kind of bits that come out of that rim bit, isn't there?
Yes, some people have all these dirty rims, you know.
Not me, of course.
No, it's coming out really nicely.
It is, yes. It's horrible, that smelly thing that I bought. It's from Aldi. It's
That toilet block. I hate them.
Why do they smell honestly so foul?
I find that sometimes if I popped it on the wrong place, it's cutting into my thighs when I have to sit down. This is very good action here, Lorraine. Don't get knackered now. We've got a long way to go. This has given me a big insight into the way that you clean, because everyone's different and everyone has a different cleaning style. Some people are sprayers, some people are wipers. Personally, I'm a scrubber. And I can see that you're a bit of a scrubber as well.
No, I'm scrubbing because I'm trying to get rid of these blinking germs. Now, did you know that even a computer mouse contains more germs than even on a toilet seat?
No.
Yes, there's germs all around us. And I think, really, it's time to play my track, Germs, by Lorraine Bowen.
I've got germs, you've got germs, he's got germs, she's got germs. We've all got germs and they're germing away. Hey, hey, there's germs in worms, germs in perms, germs in sperms, in isotherms. There's all these germs and they're all here to stay. And the world is made up of good germs and some really bad ones. And the bad ones can sometimes turn out to be really horrible. So watch out, there's germs on the loose, germs in recluse, germs in your jam, germs in your juice. There's all these germs and they're all out to play. It's all our turns to look up. got germs, you've got germs, he's got germs, she's got germs, and it's all our turns to look after our germs, yeah.
Here I am, Lorraine Bowen, with Ophelia Clunge, who runs her own cleaning business and is helping me get through this tawdry day of this spring clean.
Now, where to next? Should we hit the kitchen, do you think? Should we have a go in there?
Do you really want to go in there? It's ever so dirty.
Well, I've seen a lot of terrible things in my time, so let's just pop our heads round the door.
Are you all right with those shoes on there?
Oh, well, you see, there's no water down, which is good. Because honestly, I've almost broken my neck on more than one occasion on a wet floor. Well, obviously, the floor needs a scrub, so we'll get going with that in a bit. But do you know where a lot of the dirt and dust gathers in the kitchen?
No.
Your cutlery drawer, Lorraine.
Oh,
it's
don't
an
go
absolute
in there.
Breeding ground again. Pop that light on and let's have a quick look in here.
Well, here's the cutlery drawer, but I would say I have got a small friend in the corner.
Oh, you have? Now, that's a very clear indication that this hasn't been looked for after for months, if not years. There's a little spider in the corner there.
There is a little spider. Now, the only thing is, oh my God, look, he's got his brother there, or his friend, or his girlfriend, or whatever. I can't tell the sex of a spider, but
it's
actually,
right, and they're probably gay spiders, I imagine.
They are, maybe. Yeah. But look, there's two of them. I've never had two spiders in the corner, but I do rather like that spider in the corner of the drawer. I look at him, I say hello. Hello! And he's kind of like a little friend. He's been there for ages. It's a little colony now, obviously. He's got his boyfriend in there. And I don't really want to put my jiff into that corner.
I think we'll let him off. He's not doing any harm, is he? If he was crawling all over your cutlery, I'd have had a bit of a go at him.
Well, he does keep the other insects down, I suppose.
That's true. It's like a little microecology system right there in the corner of your drawer.
It is. But I have got... Oh, look, so if I bring the small spoon section up, he's a little bit bothered about that. But you're right, you can get the little cutlery bits out, and I suppose you can clean around the edges, or better still, get the whole knife section out and clean the knife drawer.
Absolutely, Lorraine.
Well, maybe I'll do that later. Do you fancy a cup of coffee?
Oh, I'm gasping.
I love coffee.
Heavenwards, not in desperation, Lorraine. You're not a lost cause yet. But I'm looking round here at your ceilings. What terrible, terrible cobwebby coving you've got there. Now, I've got another invention, which is very, very helpful. I've got this. Now, she's being very quiet. She's asleep, actually. I've given her some night nurse. This is my cat on a stick. She's only secured by a bit of twine. She's fine. She can get off once I snip through her restraints. So I've dosed her up with a bit of nice night nurse. She likes having a little sleep during the day. Oh. And what I do is if I just... Oh, it's a bit heavy at the moment. Hoik her up and get her right into the corners in there. Have a good go. I know she used to be white before we started here. She's a bit black and mottled now. Oh... And now, look, you can actually see the corner of the room now.
I can actually see the corner of the room. Thank you so much. Cat on a stick.
Cat on a stick. Every home should have one. It's not animal cruelty. She was just hanging around the bins the other day.
When when you're feeling sad and tired of being blue, get yourself a new broom. And this is what you do, start a sweeping the clouds, cause then all the gloom, sweep away your troubles with a new broom. So sweep, sweep, keep a sweeping jack, there's a blue sky neath the clouds of black. So sweep, sweep, sweep away the gloom to the boogie rhythm of the new broom. Yourself a clean sweep, though the going's slow, if you keep right on, boy, you're gonna find pretty soon you're bound to hit the sunshine. So sweep, sweep, keep a sweeping jack, there's a blue sky neath the clouds of black. So sweep, sweep, sweep away the gloom to the boogie rhythm of the new broom. So sweep, sweep, keep a sweeping jack till the sun shines, comes a shining back. So sweep, sweep, sweep away the gloom to the boogie rhythm of the new broom. The sun and only see the rain, don't you fold your hands waiting for your doom and begin to sweeping with a new broom. So sweep, sweep, keep a sweeping jack, there's a blue sky neath the clouds of black. So sweep, sweep, sweep away the gloom to the boogie rhythm of the new broom. So sweep, sweep, keep a sweeping jack till the sun shines, comes a shining back. So sweep, sweep, sweep away the gloom to the boogie rhythm of the new broom, to the boogie rhythm of the new broom, to the boogie rhythm of the new broom.
So here I am, Lorraine Bowen, doing a spring clean with a very wonderful
Ophelia Clunge,
who lives just up the road. Now, Ophelia, I've got this Hoover. It does work, but it does, it's kind of like this very sticky sound that happens after a bit. I wonder if there's anything actually underneath that's getting stuck in. Actually, do you know the first thing, ladies and gentlemen who are listening, you must turn the power off at the socket, mustn't you?
Always. I've often had a little electric shock from a frayed wire.
The man down number 3 actually died the other day from doing this. So this is quite good. So we're getting down to some lovely sound effects here on Stereo Spectacular. This is taking the bits of thread out from the bottom. And because I've still got my marigolds on, it's rubber with rubber, which feels rather nice. Some old bits of hair. Oh, look, there's an old mouse come out. Let's stand this up again, see if it works any better. Oh, I forgot to put the power on.
Oh, it's tossed around the back.
Oh! Still stuck there, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
I think I'm going to go to Starbase 109 with their song Vacuum Cleaner.
Have you checked the filter on the vacuum cleaner? It isn't working anymore. Have you checked the filter on the vacuum cleaner? It isn't working anymore. Have you checked the plug? It's probably broken, or perhaps it's blown a fuse. Have you checked the plug? It's probably broken, or perhaps it's blown a fuse. Thank you.
vacuum cleaner. It isn't working anymore. Have you checked the filter on the vacuum cleaner? It isn't working anymore. Have you checked the plug? It's probably broken, or perhaps it's blown a fuse. Have you checked the plug? It's probably broken, or perhaps it's blown a fuse. Have you seen the dust collecting in my house? Have you seen the dust collecting in my house?
Quite exhausted. So we've done the bathroom.
Yes.
And now let's go into the guest room, because this is a bit of a mess in here. I have people to stay and they don't clear up.
Oh my goodness. Have you been robbed?
It does look like that. Obviously, the acoustics are very different in here for Stereo Spectacular, because we're dulled from all the polyester outfits that I've got hanging up. This is my polyester collection, Ophelia. And I've got house coats, I've got shirts.
I do like a house coat.
The great thing is about polyester, it doesn't get the moths in, which is wonderful.
Which is always very tricky, keeping a moth out.
It is.
I find that, what with my cleaning business, as you know, smashing, washing, where I have my mobile cleaners going out, they always hate a moth. They come back and going, that woman's Givenchy frock, bitten to shreds it's been. Terrible, terrible things, moths. I don't know why we have them.
So, you say you've got a cleaning business. I didn't even know that. Tell me about it.
Well, I've got lots of mobile cleaners, and they pop out to the kind of high-end residences of Brighton. We don't tend to go into White Hot much. We find that they actually kind of steal our cleaning materials. I see you've got some here as well. You've got a lovely starch spray. Have you got... Still got some left in there. Starch for easy ironing. Oh, I think your spray nozzle's gone a bit... Oh, there's a bit coming out, but you've got to keep your nozzle clean. This is the one tip for things like this. Any bottles that have a spray on them, make sure you have a nice J-cloth ready to wipe it down. If you can't keep your nozzle clean, you'll never get anything out of it.
Let's go under the bed. Now, I like going under the bed because I see art with all the amazing shadows, with the dust going up and down. Doesn't it look absolutely beautiful?
It looks like sand dunes underneath there, what with all the hair deposits and the dust. Look at it. It is rather artistic.
It is. Now, do you know, it would almost be a shame to get me nozzle out and squirt under there. Oh, I've
destroyed a bit. Because rather like Tracy Emin's bed, maybe I could take this piece down to the National Gallery, or I could take it to the Tate Britain and put it out as a piece of massive art. Look at it, it's beautiful. You could get some lights under it.
Yes, we could do, what do they call it, these people? They've got an
installation.
Well, do you know what? They've had that recently, that Tilda Swinton sitting, sleeping in a box. So I don't see how people wouldn't want to come and look underneath your bed.
I think it's a great excuse not to clean under the bed then, and just to keep it for art's sake.
Well, if it's just between you and me, then I'll let you get away with that. But next time I pop round, we'll have to have a proper go underneath there.
OK. Up every day at six, bacon and eggs to fix. Four kids from one to four. Pretty soon there'll be one more. Got old floors to wax and scrub, and there's a dirty old ring in the tub. I'll get a maid someday, but then I'm queen of the home. No time to fix my hair. Do, 'cause the kids all need new shoes. I've got bridge club each Tuesday night. He goes out with the boys every night. When the evening's through, he comes home to queen of the house. Know the milkman, the iceman, they come every day. They give me tips on the horses to play. The boy spare, sit and wish to pick the rich millionaire. Up every day at six, bacon and eggs to fix. Four kids from one to four, pretty soon there'll be one more. Sundays I'm mighty glad to send the kids to his mom and daddy. It's the me glad I'm queen of the house. Up every day at six, bacon and eggs to fix. Four kids from one to four, pretty soon there'll be one more. Up every day at six.
So, Ophelia, oh, I'm going to go into my real cupboard now, which is full of wool, cotton. It's in this lovely wooden wardrobe. But I have to say, I don't know how they get in, but it's full of moth holes.
Oh, no. Look at that lovely coat.
I know. It's a lovely coat. And look, it's all ribboned round the pockets here.
It's because they're trying to get at your money, Lorraine. They're little devils for things like that, moths.
Oh, I've written a song about moths, and I'm just going to show you the lyrics, actually, because I did spend quite a long time, and I did have some help with these lyrics. Look at this. She had a hunch that these critters had their lunch when she saw these critters crunch, hang out of the wardrobe, missus.
Oh, dear. Oh, a meal of her chenille, a fiesta with her vesta. They chewed through all her see-through, eaten until they were blue. Goodness me.
They made some crotchless knickers, fingerless gloves, done bullies with her woolies, and oh heck, and once her polar neck, now a rotten cotton speck of a wreck. And that's what this blinking wardrobe looks like. It's a rotten cotton speck of a wreck. It's stereo spectacular here. Lorraine Bowen. We love housework with Ophelia Clunge, and I'm going to go into my moths song now. Mothballs in her drawers. Take it away.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
I should have put mothballs in my drawers. I should have put mothballs in my drawers. The moths have had the gall to maul through my smalls. I should have rolled bay leaves into balls. Stay away, fleas from my jumpers and all.
muffles down the back of my smalls. I should have done a lot of things I didn't do. Didn't like the smell.
These critters had their lunch when she saw these shitters crunch hang out of her wardrobe. But misses a meal of her chenille fiesta with a vesta. They chewed through all her see-through, eating until the blue. They made some crotchless knickers, fingerless gloves, dumb bullies with the woolies. And oh heck, once her polo neck, now a rotten cotton speckable wreck. And her socks have got the pox. Thank God they didn't molyester the polyester.
To say about my front room?
Well, Lorraine, there's a very obvious piece of evidence here. Did you have a little cocktail party the other night?
Yes.
Well, okay. I noticed I didn't get the invite. I shan't hold that against you. I'm only up the road. And also, your lovely white rug. It's got a huge red wine stain in the middle.
It has.
Now, if I had been here, again, I'm not holding it against you, I'd have been able to sort that out for you in a second. Now, a lot of people with red wine stains, they've got their own ways of getting rid of them. They put white wine on them. Waste of white wine, in my opinion. Or a bit of salt. No. I'm going to show you something, Lorraine. I've got a couple of things concealed under my petticoats here. I'll just lift everything up so you can have a look.
Wow.
And I'll describe it to your listeners. What I've got, dear listeners, is some car sponges that you normally wipe down your car with, secured to my knees by some very sturdy elastic bands. Now, picture the scene of how you could have used these the other night. Perhaps you are serving red wine to the vicar and your neighbour Morag, and just as he's grabbed his glass of red wine, the poor vicar knocks it out of your hand. Hey, Fiddly Bob, all over your white rug. Now, this wouldn't have been a problem if you'd had your car sponges attached to your knees, because all you can do is very gracefully float to the floor, make sure your petticoats are spread wide, and whilst Morag's boring the vicars about her genital warts, again, if you're kneeling on your red wine, it's getting all soaked up into your sponges. If that happens at a cocktail party near me, I usually wring them out a bit later on, and you've got a little drink for getting home.
It's a wonderful tip. Now, where can I get those sponges from? I need a car sales room somewhere near.
Oh, don't worry about that. Pop yourself down to Sainsbury's. Oh, that's a terrible bit of advertising. Other supermarkets are available. But there is one just down the road at the back of the station.
I wondered if they'd sell them in Poundland.
Poundland, what an excellent idea. I'll tell you what else. Poundland, always good for a cleaning product. Honestly, I can barely go past without tottering in and spending at least £3, £4, £5.
Wow, amazing. Thank you so much. I'm going to start work on this wine stain immediately. And hopefully the next time you come round, it'd be a flourishing, brilliant, effervescent shag pile to be adored.
Roger, now. Roger, Gato. Apocalypse! Receive, Adosina! Destroy!
Sofa. It's quite big and it's got this great gap at the back, which is quite handy really, because when sometimes I teach the piano, when the parents sit down, it's quite good because they aim downwards and a lot of their loose change goes down the back. Shall we have a look at them?
Yes.
Shall we have a look and see how much we've got this week?
Get these cushions off.
Right. Oh.
Here. It's been a while since you've had a good go at this. Let's see what's down here.
Oh, here's 20p for a start. How much have you got?
Oh, it looks like a 50.
Wow.
It's actually something quite chunky further down. Oh, it has been a while since you cleaned this out. This is an old sovereign. Haven't seen one of those since the old king died.
We got 70p, that's only half a gin and tonic, even if you go to Wetherspoons at the moment.
So no, that's terrible. Yeah, so what we want down the back there is fivers and tenners.
We do, yeah. I need to get some more pupils' parents that are rich. God.
Now, shall we have a good go at these cushions?
Yes. Yeah,
so I'm glad your window's open. Shall we have a bit of a beating with these?
Yeah,
just to get rid of...
Yeah, go.
Oh! Oh. Oh, well, some people pay good money for a beating like that. Let's just get these cushions back on. Oh, that was so much better now.
It's amazing what you can get from Oxfam these days on the cushion line.
Well, I didn't like to say, but it was obvious where they came from. Look, that's much better now.
It
we made
is.
Some money out the back of your sofa, an old sovereign, and much cleaner. Nicer, plumped up cushions. That would be a joy to sit on.
It was. Thank you so much, Ophelia. Thank you so much.
Right, said Fred, both of us together, one each end and steady as we go. Tried to shift it, couldn't even lift it. We was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right said Fred, give a shout to Charlie. Up comes Charlie from the floor below. After straining, heaving and complaining, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he thought we ought to take off all the handles and the things what held the candles. But it did no good, well, I never thought it would. All right, said Fred, have to take the feet off to get them feet off, wouldn't take a mow. Took its feet off, even took the seat off, should have got us somewhere, but no. So Fred said, let's have another cup of tea, and we said, righto. All right, said Fred, have to take the door off, need more space to shift the so-and-so. Had bad twinges, taking off the inches, and it got us nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And right, said Fred, have to take the wall down, that there wall is gonna have to go. Took the wall down, even with it all down, we was getting nowhere, and so we had a cup of tea. And Charlie had a think, and he said, look, Fred, I've got a sort of feeling, if we remove the ceiling with a rope or two, we could drop the bladder through. All right, said Fred, climbing up a ladder with his crowbar, gave a mighty blow. Was he in trouble? Half a ton of rubble landed on the top of his dome. So Charlie and me had another cup of tea, and then we went home. I said to Charlie, we'll just have to leave it standing on the landing, that's all. You see, the trouble with Fred is he's too hasty. Now, you never get nowhere if you're too hasty.
Well, it's me, Lorraine Bowen, on Stereo Spectacular number 16 on Radio Reverb 97.2, the most unusual hour you've probably heard in a long time, and that's me doing my spring cleaning on the radio. How does it happen? Well, with a little microphone and with a friend in tow, someone who lived down the road, Ophelia Clunge, number 3. And I just thank you so much, Ophelia, for popping by and giving me your tips and tricks on all this wonderful spring cleaning. It's been a fantastic morning.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Lorraine. Now, look at this place. It looks so much better than a walk through. Let's just give ourselves a little reminder of our top tips and everything we've looked at today. So, A, make housework fun. Dress yourself up a bit. Pop a heel on, pop a little cocktail down your throat, and let's just work from the top of the house to the bottom. We've done the bathroom, we cleaned round our rim, we made sure that we had at least one little beauty tip with our shredded wheat on a lollipop stick, marvellous exfoliator and breakfast on the run, had a look at art underneath your guest bed,
yes.
Came downstairs, met your family of gay spiders in your cutlery drawer,
wonderful.
Sorted out your Hoover, made enough money to buy, well, at least one gin and tonic, hopefully, out the back of your sofa.
Yeah.
God, we've done almost everything around this house. And look at it, it's sparkling like a new pin.
So, Ophelia, fare ye well. And I hope you come back many, many more times. Maybe you don't need to.
Well, I'll pop my head back next month when you're having another clean and just see that you've stuck with the stick with those tips. Now, I want to see you in a nice little kitten heel and hopefully a little cocktail dress or some petticoats. Maybe treat yourself to a little martini, one of those maybe Domestos daiquiris I recommended earlier on. And honestly, from now on, housework will be a joy for you.
Thank you, Ophelia. Can we see you on Facebook?
Oh, yes. You can find me on Facebook, no problem at all. I hope you all know how to spell Ophelia. It's O-P-H-E-L-I-A. And Clunge, well, I imagine you know how to spell that. Pop a little friend request in, or you might see me dollying round town. If you do, pop by and say hello. Right, that's me off shopping, Lorraine. Have a good day.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. Color
doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong. Yesterday, and I still go.
This was Lorraine Bowen's Stereo Spectacular number 16, We Love Housework, made by Lorraine Bowen at Sequin Skirt Productions. You've listened to it on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM live and online, plus podcasts going out globally. Many thanks to Alistair Sheard as Ophelia Plunge. Her voice was all his own work. You're a star, Alistair. Listeners, thank you, and see you next time for some more stereotypes on Stereo Spectacular.